Well, new figures today from the HSE show that a total of 2,676 people contracted COVID-19 in hospital between the 21st of June last year and the 28th of February this year. The figures were supplied to the leader of ANSU, Pádraig Tobin TD, and our correspondent Fergal Barris has been taking a look at them. What do they tell us about hospital transmission, Fergal?
Well, we've always known that obviously a certain number of people have contracted COVID-19 in hospital, and indeed, generally speaking, hospital acquired infections, they do exist. The HSE says there's extensive testing of people on admission and while in hospital to find people with infection as soon as possible, so that measures can be taken to reduce the spread of infection to others. And so these figures from the HSE show 2,672 people caught COVID-19 in hospitals. That was between late June last year and the end of February this year, and that data supplied in a parliamentary question and answer to ANSU leader Pádraig Tobin. The HSE only started collecting hospital-acquired COVID-19 data last June, so you know, that's the starting point from when we have it. We don't know what would have been at the very start of the pandemic last March. And the information from March of this year is still being validated.
Also figures this morning on most recent data on outbreaks of COVID-19, where they're occurring and on what sort of scale.
Yes, this is the latest data from the Health Protection Surveillance Centre, and the overall number of COVID-19 outbreaks increased last week, up 62 outbreaks to a total of 312 on the previous week. Now, the figures do include 11 late notifications from December, January, February, but even, you know, minusing those out, there's still an overall increase in outbreaks last week. The biggest increase in outbreaks were seen in private house family outbreaks, up by 26 to 172. School outbreaks also went up by 26 to 31, and childcare facility outbreaks went up by 11 to 22. The good news is that workplace outbreaks are reducing, and of course, it's important for people to remember, outbreaks aren't individual cases. An outbreak is two or more linked cases of COVID-19.
And Fergal, finally, the vaccination programme, we were talking about it just a moment ago, and Taoiseach was commenting on it in the Dáil this lunchtime. The HSE working on a new plan arising from some of the changes in relation to vaccine supply and also what the advisory committee has been saying about who should get which vaccines.
Yes, I mean, they're number crunching at the moment. There had been some talk of maybe a briefing this afternoon. Not sure that's going to happen. A lot is happening. It's very, very complex. And the information and you know, advice from NIAC and everything, it's changed so quickly, really in matters of days. So it is a difficult one. But latest figures just issued within the last hour from the Department of Health show that up to Sunday, over 1.7 million doses of vaccine had been delivered to Ireland in total, of which over 1.4 million. Million had been administered to people. So NPHET's looking at all of this, of course, is looking at the daily case numbers, the hospital. Daily case numbers are a little bit high, and hospital case numbers, ICU numbers are coming down. That's good. Then, of course, what we're talking about, progress on vaccination and protecting the vulnerable, which there's been quite a bit of progress. But then the overall vaccination of the population, all this matters hugely in terms of what can and the extent to which lifting of restrictions can happen.
Very good. Fergal Barris, thank you for that. After this short break, mounting political pressure on British Prime Minister Boris Johnson.